This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The United States now has a new attorney general. Michael Mukasey was sworn in after the Senate voted 53-40 to confirm him this past week. The vote margin was comfortable, but not overwhelming. 40 Democrats objected to Mukasey's failure to offer a clear opinion on the interrogation technique known as waterboarding. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore examines an opinion Mukasey did make clear.
During his Senate hearings, Mukasey managed to fudge his position on whether waterboarding is a form of torture. The controversy obscured another part of Mukasey's testimony about a related issue on which he didn't fudge at all, whether the president can break the law. Specifically, Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy asked Mukasey about the legality of President Bush's warrantless surveillance program, now known to have involved massive tracking of telephone and email traffic. Mukasey's response was direct. He said, "The Constitution authorizes the president to ignore or disobey statutory law when he thinks it necessary to defend the country." That seems to set the stage for one of those recurrent confrontations between the president and Congress. They go back to Abraham Lincoln. He authorized the suspension of habeas corpus and freed the slaves, both without seeking congressional authority. And then there was Franklin Roosevelt. He lost his battles with the Congress over his National Recovery Act when the act was struck down by the Supreme Court. And Richard Nixon famously dismissed Watergate by saying, "When the president does it, that means that it is not illegal." Congress and the Supreme Court thought otherwise. The question now is, what potential clash over presidential powers do Mukasey and the White House foresee that makes them lay out the battle lines so directly? The administration is undoubtedly concerned about the raft of lawsuits it may face over eavesdropping and the detention of terrorism suspects. One of these days, we may be hearing about military action to eliminate a nuclear threat from Iran. It would not be the first time that a president attacked a foreign country without congressional permission. Remember that President Johnson invaded the Dominican Republic, President Reagan attacked Grenada, and President Bush Sr. took on Panama without congressional approval. Now Mukasey seems to have served notice. Never mind constitutional constraints on presidential powers. The president can ignore the law if he deems it necessary as a matter of national defense. You may be hearing that again one of these days. This is Daniel Shore.